Coach on the Road once again, tell you youngsters behind the scenes with the MLB stars of the game. And I'm over here with the man for the Chicago Cubs, the third baseman. We'll let him introduce himself.
This is Matt Shaw with the Chicago Cubs, third baseman.
Matt, where are you from?
From Massachusetts.
How a Massachusetts boy wind up in the Chi?
You know, I just got, really blessed to be picked up by the Cubs in the draft, and, the rest is history.
So, speaking of the draft, I used to coach high school baseball, coach college baseball, scouted for 5 major league teams. So back in the day, I was one of those guys responsible for guys like you getting to the big leagues. So what was it like for you to get drafted?
Yeah, it was an amazing experience, obviously, for me and my family, and, being able to get drafted by, the Cubs, great franchise, and, it's just super exciting to come into an organization and, you can kind of feel all the guys really care about winning and all that stuff. So, it was definitely a blessing to get drafted by the Cubs.
So, being drafted is all about scouts knowing about you. What did you do to get yourself on the scouts radar?
Yeah, I wasn't really scouted out of high school, but in college, I was able to be successful at the University of Maryland, play college ball there, and, that really helped me to get noticed by a lot of scouts, just playing good baseball and in a Power 5 conference, and, that was where I got seen the most, for sure.
So how did you wind up at the University of Maryland?
So, they had offered me out of high school, them and Northeastern, which is up in Massachusetts, gave me an offer as well. And, Maryland being in the Power 5, I was like, I really wanted to get seen by scouts and stuff. So, I that was a big reason, and loved the coaches there and loved the school. So I ended up going to University of Maryland.
So, when I was coaching college ball, I ran across a lot of guys that was leaving high school and didn't have no place to go. You weren't quite in that boat, but did you have limited offers?
Yeah, I would say it's definitely limited. I had a few other smaller offers outside of that, but Maryland was the only Power 5 offer for me. So, it made the decision easier to go to Maryland, for sure.
So you was trying to go run with the big boys, huh?
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
So was you the man in college?
Obviously you got to it takes time to develop and figure it out. And, I was able to play, my freshman year, I played the whole season, which was really helpful to give me time to figure it out and develop and, figure out college baseball. Just being able to play really is the biggest avenue for me to be able to be successful,
You find out high school to college was totally different.
Yeah, definitely different.
So then you got out there, you got in that beast mode over your first, second, third year, and all of a sudden the scouts started coming.
Yeah. You start playing well and the scouts start showing up, yeah.
So what you put on the show for?
Yeah, I did my best.
You said that real quick, man.
Yeah.
So you reflect back on your college days. What did you think about playing college ball?
I love the University of Maryland. I love the coaches there, my teammates. So when I look back, I just kind of think of the opportunity that I was given to be able to play and to be able to play for a good team. And, we won a lot of games. We made the 3 regionals. And it was really a great experience. It's something that I needed to grow up and figure some things out about life. And that helped me in the next era of my life here in pro ball.
So what were some of the accomplishments you had in college as a baseball player?
As a baseball player, there was some, we hosted a regional for the first time in College Park at the University of Maryland. I lead the, Maryland in home runs, all time.
Now you're so boss. You was the old time boss. You're trying to show off in front of the board. That's what you're trying to do.
No, nothing like that. But, so those are probably the big things at Maryland.
And then all of a sudden you get on the scouts radar, you get that call, you was being drafted. Did you know you was going to be drafted? You were just hoping?
I had a good feeling, that about where I was going to get drafted. And, I didn't know at the time exactly where I was going to go. And, I didn't even know up to the moment that I was drafted who I was going to get drafted by. So it was pretty exciting, for sure.
What round did you get drafted?
The first round.
Oh, so in the hood, we say that got paid round.
That's right.
You got that body.
Yeah.
So did you cry?
My parents did. I think my mom did. But
we know mama cried. We know mama cried.
It was such an exciting moment, though. So, yeah. No, I didn't really cry at the moment.
Come on. You know you cried.
I did.
So you get that call. You was drafted. And most kids thought you was going right to the big leagues, but you found out you had to make a stop in the minor leagues before you got to the big leagues.
Yeah, I mean, baseball is different for sure with the minor leagues. So, but I needed the time in the minor leagues to, you know, figure some things out, and still got a lot to develop and work through, you know, here in the big leagues. And you keep figuring things out and growing as you go. And you know, whether I was in the minor leagues or here, you still so much to learn. You know, you got great players around me, you know, here, which is fun to listen and learn from those guys. So it's been cool.
And you know, you Yankees, Cubs, my man Pete Crowley, Cubs, Dodgers, America's teams. You wind up on fan favorite.
Yeah.
The fans come out of Woodburn, 30,000-40,000 people.
Yeah.
Screaming, Sean.
So no, I mean the fans show up at Wrigley, that's for sure. The fans showed up here last night too. You know, it's cool to watch how they travel to different stadiums and just how many fans are showing up every night and supporting us is, it makes it really feel like the big leagues, you know.
So, I mean, you found out that I'm in a big league level. It looks easy, but it's a lot tougher than what it looks.
Oh, yeah. I mean, sometimes it doesn't even look easy, you know. So, it's tough, you know. Everyone here is here because, you know, they're the best of the best. And, you know, playing against great pitchers, great bullpen guys, I mean, you really got to be locked in for 162 games. And, you know, that's definitely tough. But you got guys who have done it before and guys that kind of mentor the younger guys a little bit. So that makes it easier. But overall, very much so not too easy up here.
And I'm sure you're aware of all the Cubs' history, some of the great players that have come through this organization.
Yeah. A lot of great players through this organization. I mean, even in the last 10 years, a lot of great players in this organization. So it's been cool. A lot of guys come back too. You know, we had Sammy come back and hang out with us. And, you know, Rhino come back. So it's been cool.
Go name all the heavyweights, huh?
Oh, yeah. I mean.
All right. So, you know, you're in this Cubs organization. You're part of the future. I mean, when I was in coaching, we go on road trips. Our guys come back to the hotel. ESPN, done moments. You turn on ESPN or you go home and see if you're in the highlights.
No. I mean, that's definitely one thing that you got to do, especially how often we're at the field, is to go home and just kind of relax and let go of all the stuff in the day. Because it's pretty, I mean, we're here for hours, you know, 8-10 hours a day in the game. And it's like, you just need that time to just relax, you know. So that's nice to be able to relax. I'm not turning on ESPN when I go.
But I'd go home and I'd be looking for you. Last question. Every kid's dream of playing in the big leagues.
Yeah.
Get that call if you're going to the big leagues. Walking this locker room for the first time, seeing uniform, what's that feeling like?
Seeing the uniform and everything in the locker, like, that's just like it was an unreal feeling. It's just like, it's hard to explain, you know. It's just a great moment. You know, you think about your whole life kind of leading up to that moment, and so it's an amazing moment that you definitely never forget. So.
And Mama's still crying.
And she's still crying.
Coach with the man, right. Matt Shaw. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.